השוטים שיש להם חוצה בשוטס, ופה תשאירים שוכן מסיכן. בכל חצר ראי ששומר חכוני, ושני הפוכים, וראי תשאירים שם בחוצה. So, if it's hot to us, it's mechitzo, so they have to build the case in the middle. In other words, that half of the thickness of the case on the wall should be on the grounds of what you have, and the other half of the thickness of the wall should be on the grounds of the other half. Now, Gemara has two machines. The first version of Gemara is that mechitzo means gudol. Gudol. So that means, according to that lashon, according to the first lashon in Gemara, so only in the shutvim, the two laborers, so they agreed to make yichud. So I'm sorry, only they agreed to make a kesa. But if there was no agreement, so then one neighbor, one shochet, could not force the other shochet to build a wall, a mechitze, a joint. Only because has a clear lashmi has it. In other words, it's not a question of shutvim. The important thing is the fact that they are contiguous neighbors, adjoining each other. Whether they are shutvim or not shutvim. Suppose they're not shutvim. They just happen to be, to have chatzilis that adjoin each other. So it's the same schus, if there is a schus. And if there is no schus, because any clear lashmi has it, so he believes they are shutvim. The Mishnah says, "Ashutin shavot lasis mechitze," because usually, if there are two contiguous neighbors whose chatzeris adjoin each other, so it's probably because they are shutvim. But suppose they're not shutvim; they just happen to have contiguous chatzeris adjoining each other. So, if there's a clear shnei hezek, so they can force each other. We'll discuss that. That question, why does the Mishnah mention that the connection is shutvim? But the pashtus is that the same aloha applies even to a case where they're not shutvim. They were never shutvim. And for many, many years, everyone had his own chotzer, but the chotzer of one happens to adjoin the chotzer of the other. So according to the first lashon, now the Mishnah deals with shutvim. So according to the first lashon, mechitze means a kesa, a wall. And the Mishnah has reference according to the first lashon with the chotzer sheyesh beyedichluki. Sheyesh beyedichluki. So the melee, one shutev can force the other shutev to make a chluki. Suppose Reuven and Shimon are shutvim. Let's say the yarshim, the chotzer from their father. And Rubin says, let's divide the chotzer. It has ches amas. So when it's divided, everyone will have dalad amas. So Rubin says to Shimon, let's divide it. And Shimon says, why divide it? Why can't we use all the grounds of the chotzer jointly? So Rubin certainly has his rules to force Shimon to divide it. So they divided it, whether they want it or not, they divided it. So then, they decided to build a mechitza between them. So the Mishnah tells us, Hashutin Shemotzer has a mechitza, the chotzer, bring this against the bed. But suppose they do not agree, they do not agree to build a kesel, and Rubin says to Shimon, let's build a kesel so that neither one of us will be able to look into the other's grounds. While one of us is mishtamish b'chotzer, so according to the first lashon, has a clear lashon hezek. In other words, it's not considered a mazik. The one who doesn't do any harm to the other fellow, except by looking into his grounds, when the other fellow doesn't like it, that's not called a mazik. So this is the first lashon. That's according to the first lashon, mechitza means a case, and the Mishnah deals with the chotzer sheyesh b'chotzer. So they divide the chotzer. Even if one doesn't want to divide it, so he can enforce it. But if they agree to build the kesel, then they build the kesel b'emetzah. According to the second Russian, Mechitza means a division. Pluto. A division, a Chalukah. So Ashutim and the Mishnah is reference to a Chotzei Hashem, but a Chalukah. After it is divided, there will not be Taladamas for each one's Chalukah. So maybe one Shutev cannot force the other Shutev to divide it, but if they want, if they both agree to divide it, then they divide it. So once they agree to divide it, Ashutim Shehotzu Lazes, to make a division, to make a Chalukah, Mechitza means a division, a Chalukah. So Mechotzea, so then once they agreed to divide it, so each one can force the other to build a Mechitza joint, a Kesa joint, in order to prevent, in order to eliminate Hezekiah. So and we pass by the second portion that has a clear Shmei Hezek. So maybe the pshat in the Mishnah is Hashutim Shavotzo Vaasis Mechitza. If the Shutim agree to make a division, a Chalukah, Bechotzea, so then they have to build the Kesel whether they like it or not. One can force the other to build the Kesel joint. And whether they build it, they build it beemtza. In other words, half of the thickness of the Kesel has to be built on the grounds of one Shutev, and the other, and the half of the thickness of the Kesel has to be built on the grounds of the other. So Mokim Shenuaru Ibnis Govio, Gozis, Kvisim, Livani, Boini, Hagatun Megamino, Govio. So the thickness of a Kesel made out of Govil, in order that it should be sturdy and stable, so has to be, the thickness has to be Vovtvach. So Mele, let's say if this is Vovtvachim of the Kesel, so three Tvachim of that Kesel has to be built on the grounds of Ruvein, and three Tvachim has to be built on the grounds of Shimon, if Ruvein and Shimon are the shoot. Alright. So there is a Gimel Tvachim, there is a Tvachim, because if the Kesel, if the Minhag HaMedina is to build the Kesel of Gozis, so a Kesel built out of Gozis can be sturdy, even if the thickness is just 5 Tvachim. So there is a Tvachim Omechtov, there is a Tvachim Omechtov, there is a Tvachim Omechtov. So in order to be sturdy, to be sufficiently sturdy, the thickness has to be 4 Tvachim. So then it's in Tvachim, there is a Chaim. They both have to share in the expenses of the Kesel and also in the ground. Each one has to give up half of the mocking of the space that is required for the thickness of the Kesel. So then So in order to be sturdy, sufficiently sturdy, so the thickness has to be 3 Tvachim. So then it's in Tefachim Mechtov, then it's in Tefachim Mechtov. Alright. Beemtza, then it's in Chalki Chotzim Mokim Yivah Kiliso Lachim Zeh. Go Beu, Go Zis Kvisi, Hakim Yivah Yivah. Hakim Yivah Yivah Yivah. In Minei Gwitnes, Be Go Beu, Ein Chavir Yochel Aima, Ein Yichofi Yitzal Go Zis. Now, the Mishnah says Hakim Yivah Yivah Yivah. The question is, does the Hakel Kibbutz Gamdina refer to the Shiurim also, or only to the kind of material? Now Rashi says, Hakel Kibbutz Gamdina, in Minei Gwitnes Begovil, Ein Chaveirei, Yochel Leimari Mechofitz Amgotz. So Rashi only mentions that the Minei Gamdina determines the nature of the material out of which the Kesel is to be built. Whether the Kesel is to be built out of Futsal Daphne, or it is to be built out of bricks, or of Krisim, or of Gozis, or of Gov. That depends upon the Minhag HaMedina. How about the Shiurim? Let's say the Minhag HaMedina is to build out of Gov. But the Minhag HaMedina is that to build out of Govil a Kesel that has a thickness, let's say, of 4 Tvachim, not of 6 Tvachim. So, does Does the minikamdine determine the shiurim, the size of the thickness? Also, or the minikamdine can only determine the material out of which the kesel is to be built, but not the size. So there is a machlokes rishonim on that. Rashi doesn't say explicitly, but Rashi only spells out that the minikamdine is important in the determination of the material. That's all. How about the minikamdine is to build out of four tvachim, a thickness of four tvachim, the government itself, Rashi doesn't say anything. But there is a machlokes rishonim. Now let's see what Tosfos says here. Bigobil is a single tvachim. What will come up bigobil? Both tvachim. That's the truth. We should meet a lemeima, both the cholechot. In other words, the Mishnah has to spell it out. That each shooter gives three, supplies three tvachim of the mocking, of the expenses. Because if the Mishnah had mentioned bigobil both tvachim, someone could make a mistake and think that each one has to supply six tvachim, and altogether 12 tvachim. So that's why, in order to eliminate the mistake, so the Mishnah spells it out. Zeli singimu tvachim. Altogether six tvachim. Vintena, amai yitzlich lemisim, vidas gobel begozis, kim ditnan, hakel kim negamdine, kim shenoad, kim yasu. ויש להם אם נועד הוא יעשה מבוא בגוביר לא יעשה בכם כולו אלו כשיעור המבוא ומי הוא אם נועד הוא לעשה ספוחס מבוא יעשה תאפיו אם נועד הוא בהוצה ודלפנה יעשה כי נפור את בגמור So, this is chicken is that if there is a minig mort involved, that's an unnecessary thing. I mean, minig is of no significance. If it's unreasonable. So Tesa says, if the minhag is to build a wall with a thickness, let's say, of 10 tvachim, a gobel wall with a thickness of 10 tvachim, so one cannot force the other to supply 5 tvachim. Because 6 tvachim, it gives sufficient sturdiness. So the melee, even though there is a minute, he cannot force the other to supply more than three, more than half of the minimum that is required to make the wall stern, sufficiently stern. So he says, Dimrabi Isa we won't be covered yasa, hekulam kishiran flesh. Me im noad lasis poches me bo yas. That few in Noah will be used to stop the Yas before the Noah. So this Shita is that the minikamdine is significant not only in the determination of the material out of which the kesel is to be constructed, but even in determining the size of the thickness. But if the minik is more than six, so that's an unreasonable practice. Because it can be sufficiently sturdy with six tvachim. But if the minhag is to build out of gobel a kesel that has a thickness of four, so then one cannot force the other to supply three. That's the issue. So he says, and the rai is that even the hutzeh midapne is yas. Of course, that's not such a strong rai, because we could say hutzeh midapne has to do with the nature of the material. So that depends upon the minikamdine. The minikamdine. Mashiim came in the minikamdine is gobel. But there is also minikamdine to use a lesser thickness. A kesel of a lesser thickness. 10-6 tvachim. So then we could say, because from the law it appears that these sizes are important, because with that size, let's say 6 in gobel, 5 in gozis, so that's the minimum size required for a sturdy mechitze of dalet ames height. So maybe we could say that hutzeh midapne, so is all right if the minigamdine is. But if the minigamdine is begobi, so, but there is also a minig, a use, a lesser thickness, gobel, of 40. Tvachim. Since four Tvachim will not make it sturdy enough for a height of Dalet Ames, and that's the required height of this mechitzah to prevent Hezekiah. So Mele, he can force, even though the minhag is to build a wall with a thickness of four, they still have the right, the mutual right, to force each other to build a wall with a thickness of six. But Hezekiah is not like that. However, the Rosh is chayav. It depends upon the minhag that takes place in connection with the construction of the building. Let's say, suppose the buildings, the apartment buildings, are built out of gozis, but the prevailing custom that the kesel that intervenes between one contiguous neighbor and the other is built out of the vein. So then you can only force each other to build the kesel out of the vein, because the minhag that exists in connection with the apartment buildings has no relevance in respect to a kesel that intervenes between one neighbor and the other. So it's that minhag that is important. So the Rosh is Chelikamdin says, Teis Veshite is, that the Minikamdin is important not only in determining the material out of which the kesel is to be made, but even determining the size. But if there is a minik for more than six in Gobil, that's an unreasonable minik. So it has no significance. But if the minik is to use less than a thickness of six in Gobil, less than a thickness of five in Gobil, so that's not unreasonable. So melee, one cannot force the other to build a kesel of six, but only a kesel of four if the minhag is to build a kesel of four. That says Hashem, but the Rosh is ready. That the whole aloha of minhag applies only to the material, not to the size. How can we even forage the heart of the Madnil Ikoela, Yam Hitzek in Logan Nation, if we probably because it's a visible vein? But if you put it up, if you come a bit more, I will show the Achilles, love him, no, it will be say, and will be sheer and fearless, which is the same. We will have to be a seer, we will have to be a day, we come to the Rabbon and the boy it way. We know I will be pochets, me go up, we will have to be a pass. So the first part, this is also me. But Teisves is chelik on the second part of the Rosh. The Rosh says, we know how to be poches, we never go out, let's be no basket. The koil of Rabbonon, he brought some hochli koil. Here, the reason is why the Mishnah mentioned 6, 5, 4, 3, is because that's the minimum that is required to make it sufficiently sturdy in the mechitze of Dalet Ames height. All right. It's a question of statistics. Let's determine what a minute is. Well, then the target is, suppose there is no special minute. There is no special minute. Sometimes there is a minute to build in God, with God. But some build with a thickness of 6, and some build with a thickness of 10, and some with 5, and some with 4. So then, this is how Jesus was explaining it. So then the Gemara asks, hey, we see them or hey, we see. Now then the Mishnah says, Yechei Beginu, Lepichoch, Lepichoch, Yimofal, HaKesel, HaMokim, Babon Toshne. Let's see the Rashi. Lepichoch. Hoyinu Bitchilas Abinyan Chivu Chaychomi. Lepne is Bishneyem, Yimofal HaKesel HaHashon Rabbe, Eino Echod Yochlein Makol HaKesel Lepne Bechalki, Umishavi Hoyo Avoni, Avon Tishe Huzak, Yitzel Bechavere, Uchigeim Shelofal HaKesel Bechalki. Can we forage big more? In other words, because the Gemara said, the Mishnah says Lefichot. So the Mishnah emphasizes Lefichot, therefore, what therefore? Because of the halacha that the shittim have a right to force each other to build the mechitza jointly. So according to the second lashon, they have that right all the time. According to the first lashon, so the Mishnah must be applied to the case where they were mishayim themselves to build a case of gently. So again, they are mechuyim. It's obligatory upon the two shittim to build the mechit, to build a case of gently. So only because of this fact that it's obligatory upon the two shittim to build the case of jointly, that's the reason as to why in case it collapsed. So I'm not going to say it. But if it hadn't been obligatory, let's say according, if it hadn't been obligatory, so then the Mishnah wouldn't say that Hamokim Abonim Shoshneyem. So what would be the halacha? How would they divide it? So Rashi says, Uchigin Shenofal HaKesel B'Chelki. In other words, in case where the wall collapsed, and then half of the stones collapsed in the grounds of Ruvein, and half of the stones collapsed in the grounds of Shimon. So even without the principle that there is a schus kvir vested in each shutev to force the other shutev to participate in the expenses and in everything, so we would say that everyone keeps the half of the avoni that fell into his issues. Why does the Mishnah have to mention that the reason is why they divided equally is because there is a schus kvir vested in each shutev. But without the schus kvir vested in each shutev, it wouldn't be divided equally. How would it be divided? So even without the schus kvir, so it should be divided equally, let's say by Biko. So there is no schus kvir. There is no schus kvir. It should also, if the wall collapsed, the wall of the Biko collapsed, it should be divided equally. So Rashi points out, because that's based upon the Gemara, that valid. Then the reason as to why the Mishnah bases the Yachleiku upon the schus kvir vested in each Yudev is because the Mishnah is referenced to a case where the wall collapsed and all the stones dropped, let's say, in the ground of Ruben. Here is Ruben's ground, here is Shimon's ground, here is the Kesar. And all the stones dropped in the grounds of Ruvein. So if there hadn't been Yisrus Kriyeh, so then Ruvein could say to Shimon, you say that you participated in the expenses and everything, that you have the burden of proof, you have to produce evidence, testimony, that you participated equally with me in the building of this wall. But until you produce such evidence, I'm going to keep all the stones. It happened to drop in my bounds. So I'm eating Chavir of Raya, you Shimon. You want to be mating all the stones for my bounds? You have the burden of food. So this would be da'wah if there hadn't been any schus kfir vested in each of them. But if the Mishnah says, lefikoch, therefore, and in view of the fact that there is a schus kfir, so we presume that Reuven would not build the wall himself and spend all the money himself. Let's say it costed $500 to build the wall. So why should Reuven, it would be unreasonable and imprudent for Reuven to spend the $500 himself when he can force through this, and he can force Shimon to share in the expenses. So even though all the stones happen to be in the possession of Reuven, so still Shimon is entitled to share, to divide all the stones. Because there is a presumption that Reuven would not build the wall himself if he had the keach to be kefeh Shimon to share in the expenses. But if there hadn't been ischus kfir and all the stones had been in the possession of Reuven, then Reuven could say to Shimon, you have the burden of proof. Hamitz mechaveh olvai. That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara of Dalet. The Gemara is the kasha. So the Gemara says, Pshite, so Rashi says, Pshite da avonim shal shneim, da apilu liposak on dine de mas nisim, ham lamdeinu, she mitchilo, ben shneim osu, al kol chomo yochir ki mishove, ha avonim, shal yoshu shneim unochim, viyabni mehem tikva. So the Gemara gives a talent, v'itzriche, v'itinofa, v'itzriche, v'itzriche, אין המלך בנינו חד משוסים בידי מה הוא ביטאים נביא ידו חמיץ מחווה אלו יום וראי כמשהו So Rashi himself doesn't say anything, but just in parentheses there is the Agoye Bifei Mushrach. But Rashi doesn't say anything and in the explanation of the text of the Gemara. Rashi just explains the Kasha of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Pshite, why does the Mishnah have to base it upon the Schus Kviye? Even without the Schus Kviye, it should be divided. Because it's more than a little bit of it, so it's healthy. And even the Rabbonim of Sunches, who are healthy on the din of more than a little bit of it, healthy. That's only if one is a Muzik. But here is Gosh Hashneyem, the Havamin of the Gemara was that the Avodin happened to be Gosh Hashneyem. So in Mele, it should be Chilkin according to everybody, even according to the Avodin of Sunnis. So the Gemara in the Teret, lo yitzriche, dinof Gosh Hashem Chavnai, in Amel Yipanim Chav Gosh Hashem Dei, Maru Diteime, Nebe Yidoch, Hamitz Mechavir Yolo Varaye, is Komashma. So Tesis here and the Tesis of Lefichol. So Tesis explains it. The what is the Gemara Steret? The Gemara means the Nofu Rishus and Chavnayim would stay in a very long time. So the male I would say, so without the Lefichoch, without the Schus Kviye, I would say, since the stones dropped in the grounds of Reuven, and they stayed there a long time, weeks and months, it stayed, and Shimon didn't protest all this time. For a number of months, the stones are still in the possession of Reuven's grounds, and Shimon doesn't say a word of protest. So, and what does Reuven say? Reuven says that I built it myself. So if there hadn't been a Schus Kviye, suppose the same thing would happen in Ibiko, the wall of Ibiko collapsed. There is no Schus Kviye in Ibiko. So if it's only, if it's not only Shus Harbein, so even a Biko it would be a Chleiko. But it's if it shows Man Harbein, so in a Biko, if Reuven would say, I built it myself, and the stones were allowed to stay in Reuven's grounds for many, many months, without Shimon saying a word of protest. So the end Reuven would be telling Bezin, I built it by myself, and that's the reason as to why Shimon, within all the time that all the stones were in my possession, Shimon did not say a word of protest. Because I built it by myself, so then Reuven would be Nehemoth. If it happened to me, because why it would be Nehemoth, Jason explains it on the basis of Migit. Because suppose Reuven Instead of saying, an Ibn Asir, he would say, an Ibn Kahtio, we both built it. But his chilek, I bought him out. So then he would be demo. Because of Chazokikom Mashiach Yodom, Shin Shalei. Even though there is a loch in the children in Kavdadode, as the Mora says, at the end of Abba Yisraelio, but that doesn't mean that without any limit, should be Kavde. Only for a short time should be Kavde. But for a long time, should be now Makdi. So how is it that Shimon did not protest against the stones remaining in my grounds? So that's a raya, that the time of Shimon, the time of Shimon, if his time had been at the Likartio. So it's true. So Melee, since in the event, the time had been at the Likartio, so Ruben would be Nemon. So now that his time is at Ibn Asir, he's also Nemon, because of Mige. By Biku. Masheike. By Chotzer, on account of the Schuskriye, so even though he chose to say Harbe, he is not Nemon with the Migi of the Kartio. Why is the Nemon with the Migi of the Kartio? Because it's like a Migi Mokelating. Because it's an ansade that a person, a practical, the average, a reasonable person, would not build a Kesel by himself when he can force the other Shutev to participate in all the expenses. So even though on the basis of the Migge we should say that his time of an Ibn Asir is a true one, is a true time, but it's like a minimum claim, because there is a presumption that in view of the fact that Ruben had the Keach Kriya to force Shimon to participate, that he wouldn't neglect this opportunity. So in spite of the Migge, Ruben is not there. That's why the Mishnah says with you. This is how Tesis explains it. V'vichochim ochol ha-keitzel, v'vichochim ochol ha-keitzel, ha-mokim ba-avon shoshim. V'chem gil, mokim she-noagu mikdei is mechaibeles. In regard is the same thing. So, avon v'biko mokim she-noagu shalom mikdei mechaibeles. So, the more explain it as follows. In other words, each one has its own status. Chotzea, so there is this who's clear. Without a minute. So one Shitev can force the other. According to the second Moshe, the Gemara has Kvishmi has it, so he can force him without any Nishayis. According to the first Moshe, there has a clear Lushmi has it, so by Chotzer the Mishnah says he can force him, because the Mishnah is reference to the case where the two Shitvim undertook to build the case. So by Chotzer, so one, if, without any Nishayis, So he can force him to build. V'chein b'gino mokim she'noagu mikdeir is mechayim leisei. So it means that stam gino has a din like mokim she'noagu mikdeir. Like mokim she'noagu mikdeir. And he can, one should force the other to build the case. But by biko, so stam biko has a din like mokim she'noagu mikdeir. But if there is an affirmative practice to build, then even by Biko you can force one another. Now there is a machlekes between the Ramban and the Rosh. How about Chotzer? Because in respect to Gino, the Mishnah says in so many words, that Stam Gino has a din like Mokim Shalom Mikdeir. But suppose there is a minig Shalom Mikdeir, then one Shutev cannot force the other Shutev to build a Keser, a Mechitze, Jun. That's by Gino. How about Chotzer? Suppose it's a Chotzer. Now, we pass to our second portion as a Jewish legacy. So without any minig, one can force the other. Suppose there is a definite mid practice not to build a Keser in a Chotzer. So the Ramban says but that Chotzer is distinguishable from Gino. By Gino, if the only stand Gino has a din like Mokim Shenoah will there. But if there is a minute Shalom will there, also one has no schus kriye over the other. But by Chotzer, even if there is a definite practice not to begin to make a mechitze, so one Shutev can always force the other Shutev to build a mechitze. Because of Hachotas Nizot, has a kriye. By Gino, there isn't so much as a kriye. By Gino, there is very little as a kriye. Even though we know is always, you always have the crops all year. That's the distinction between Gino and Biko. Biko means they are over. A grain field. A sort of tree. So the sort of tree has its crops standing only in certain months in the year, not the whole year. But the garden has a crop of vegetables all the time, a whole year. So even by Gino, there is less as a tree than by Chozer. Because by Gino, a person is not likely, the owner of a Gino is not accustomed to do private hashishi in the Gino. But in a Chozer, a person is accustomed to do private things in a Chozer. So the mainland, there is more of a need of privacy in a Chozer than in a Gino. So in a Gino, when there isn't such privacy as in the Chozer, so only some Gino. So the Shifrim have a Kiyach Kviye. But if there is a definite minute not to make a Mechitzei in a Gino, so there is no Shifrim to be invested in each other. Masha'im came in the Chozer where there is more privacy. So since we passed, like the Moshe has a Kriya Shmei Hezek, so the Mele, he can force, one Shochan can force the other Shochan to build a Mechitzei even if there is a universal practice in the city. Not to build a Mechitzei. Still, women can say to Shimon, never mind the universal practice. So, the people here in this town are not sensitive, but I don't want that you should watch all my tashmishim in my hotel when I am ishtamish b'sechatzev. So the Ramban says it can be kefe, even if there is a definite minute not to build a Mechitzei. The Rosh is there. And the Rosh says that if there is a definite minute not to build a Mechitzei, so then he cannot force him. He cannot force him to build a Mechitzei. Oh, but Begino Abed Biko, so Stam Biko has again, there will be walking Shemuragu Shemuragu there. But if there is a definite minute to build, so even in a Biko, one can force the other. I will be picked up mocking Shemuragu Shemu Migdeir and Chayyim say. Elohim Rotzo, Kedis Lisek Shalei, Ubeine, Beise Chosis Machutz. Suppose Ruben and Shimon are shooting the Biko, and they divided the Biko, and Ruben wants to build the Mechitze, so he cannot force Shimon to participate in the expenses and in supplying the mocking. But if he wants to build the Kedisah, fine, that's his right. But then he has to pay for it himself and he has to use his grounds. He cannot build a wall on the grounds of the other shop because he's not required to supply the grounds or the expenses. So he has to build it on his own grounds and he has to pay for it. Now, so if he has to pay for it completely, suppose he wants to provide for himself to make sure that in case the wall collapses, his neighbor shouldn't say that he built it together with him and then he'll be divided. So in order to secure for himself that the right to keep all the stones, if and when it collapses, so then the Chachomim are saying that Reuven, if he builds it himself, should make a boundary mark, should set up a boundary mark. And what's the boundary mark? In other words, if that's Reuven's ground, and that's Shimon's ground, and Reuven builds that, so first he has to build it completely on his ground, and then he has to attach some teeth to the other side. It more discusses where should the teeth be attached, where should the plaster be attached. Should it be attached on his side or on the other side? So the Gemara says that at the time it is built, it should be attached. The cement, this marker, this boundary mark, this hosis, should be attached to the side of the other name, of the other name. So, Lifichoch, Elim Otso Kenis Lissich Shalei, Ubeine Beis Chodim Lichutz. Lifichoch, Im Nofal, if it collapses, HaKeisel, HaMokim Vavonim Shaloi. And the fact that he has a Chodis Lichutz, he has a mark, a boundary mark, mibachutz, that will indicate that he himself built it, that it wasn't built by both of them. It was from Gashneim, supposedly because there is no source here. But they both built it, so Ben Yisakis Lemtza. But in order to make sure that they both built it, so they have to make two chazis. Mikan Mikan. Lifichoch. So when it collapses, and then Besen sees there are two chazis, so that's a rayet and they both built it. So in Mofar, Hakeser, Hakes, Lifichoch, in Mofar, Hakeser, Hamoki Babon Joseph. וכן בכינו מחי ושמיים מינים, לא כתבי אבו ביתה באמצע, אבל ביקו זה ילום, לא כשנו אבו ביתה ופוש מי קורמה. So you know, explain is it, that בכינו סתם גינו איזה דין, איזה מוקים שנו אבו ביתה. And ביקו סתם ביקו איזה דין, מוקים שנו אבו ביתה. ואין שיחות עם אחוז לפעול בכינו, ושיחות עם כאן וכאן, והגיע ששניהם עשו. Now, בכינו איזה קשה, why does it mean to say that baby called they both agreed to be reward? So they have to construct two chazis. No one should construct the chazis. So then they're low. Because if one had built it, so then there would be one chazis. Since no one built the chazis, so that means that there is no chazis that won't build it. So why is it necessary to construct two chazis? Let neither one construct the chazis. So it will also be a lie that they both, when the wall collapses, that they both built it. Because if one had built it, so then there would be one chazis. Since there is no chazis, so that should be a lie that they both built it. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara has a kasha. Avnosim dasneir. אומר לי רובי מפרסיק אל רבה של יעשו לא איזה ולא איזה אומר לי לא צריך אני קודם חד מה יבוא ודידי ואם לא ותחד ואומר דידי זה לא רואה that's the girl said that we have that when does the mission say that they both have to they have to build construct two causes if one built already one causes so then there is no other way except by building another chazis. That's the girsa that we have. But the Shimon Kubetzes mentions another girsa, and it seems that most of Shimon had the other girsa. Not lo yitzlicha di kodim chadnai, but omalei dilme kodim chadnai vavdide. In other words, according to the girsa we have, so in Achname, at the very outset, if they both agreed to build the kesel, they don't have to construct two chazis. They don't construct any chazis. But if they decided to build the Kesel, and let's say Reuven already made a certain piece of plaster he attached to the other side, to Shimon's side, so there is no other way except by attaching the chazis on this side. But at the very outset, it's not necessary to construct two chazis. But according to the Gilsa, that the Shimon Kubetzes mentions, Omalei Dil Mekodim Chadinaye, so at the very outset, we have to construct two chazis in order to prevent a fraud. Because if we construct at the very outset two chazis, so one cannot defraud the other. But if we tell them, don't construct any chazis, and that will be a riot, in the event that the wall collapses, that you both build the wall. Because if one is built, so there should be one chazis constructed. And the fact that there is no chazis constructed on top of the wall, so it would be a riot that both can build the wall. No, because we are afraid maybe one of the neighbors unscrupulously will construct one chazis. And then when it collapses, so you use that as a riot. That he was the one who built it, when in fact both of them built it. All right. Now that's the mission. Now here we see the halacha of Hezekiah. Now the question is, what kind of din is it? Hezekiah, what kind of din is it? Now Could anyone say in passing that Hezekiah is also a Mazik? So what does that mean? Could anybody call another Shukev to it in Torah, let's say Ruben, Chin, and Atush, contiguous neighbors? And Ruben has the habit always watching us. No matter. So could he call it to it in Torah and tell him and demand money damages? It's a child to say. There is no absent money. He could collect damages for watching his private tashmishi. So what kind of mazik is? The answer is there are two kinds of maziks. There is a mazik of Bovel Kame and there is a mazik of Bovel Basre. The Bovel Kame discusses mazik from the point of view of Tashmishi.